on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. We say good morning to Bev Priestman. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
Morning. How are we?
That's awesome. How many times have you watched that gold medal winning penalty shot?
Yeah, actually, when you were playing it there, I knew it word for word on the commentary. So that's, if that tells you anything, yeah. And you know what? It still hasn't sunk in. So, yeah, really special moment.
Absolutely. It's hard to think now that we're coming up to, what, almost 3 months since then. How quickly or how slow has the time gone for you as your team kind of went its separate ways, right? Most or if not all of these women have, professional commitments and now they're finally getting back together again. What will that be like coming up this weekend?
Yeah, it already feels like the moment we all arrived together in camp, I think, you know, we all shared that special moment, went our separate ways. And to be fair to the players, they've gone in their own environments and have, you know, played like gold medalists. I think it's gave them this newfound confidence. And so when we came back together, it was just a really special moment. It was, when you share something like that and, you know, the whole country stops to then come back together and get to hopefully go and put on a great performance for our fans at the weekend. It's going to be great.
We now consider you Canadian, but I have to ask, not being necessarily born here, what was it like winning a gold medal and kind of hearing an anthem, of a country that's now second home?
Yeah, you know what? It does feel that anthem, I've sung it a whole load of times at youth level, you know, with this team at a Rio Olympic Games and World Cup. So for me, it felt really, really special. And I know that's the one moment that this group hadn't had. They'd never got to sing their anthem while the flag rose and on the podium, and so I know that was the most memorable moment for this group, and it certainly was for me.
What's that moment? What's that exact moment like when you get the gold medal?
Well, you know, had we had fans in the stadium, Canadian fans, I think that's what the problem is, in the sense of letting it sink in. What we achieved, I'm not sure we fully realised what we've achieved, because there was no fans in the stand. So I think that's why this weekend it's going to be really, really special, because, you know, this group haven't played at home since 2019 because of what we've all gone through. And I think to put on a show like they did in a moment where, you know, the world had stopped, but this group found a way to keep training in really hard moments and then go and get that gold in them circumstances, it just makes it even more special.
Where does the program go from here? Because I don't just want to say it's a reset, but do you go into kind of a new phase of getting younger, or most of this core going to stay intact?
Yeah, well, we've got the World Cup in 2023 in qualification next summer. And so, to be honest, we don't have a lot of time between because obviously the games got delayed. So, yeah, it's a bit of a blend of both. It's, you know, we constantly need to build for the future. We've got some great talent coming through, and you've seen that talent who come through a whole system step up in big moments, Jessie Fleming, Julia Gross. So we have to keep building. But at the same time, you know, we're moving into a performance phase pretty quickly. So our target now is to go and do well at a World Cup, which this group, you know, we've always done unbelievable at Olympic Games, you know, podium three times. I think now our task is to go and do the same at a World Cup.
Bev Priestman is the coach of Canada's national women's soccer team. They're in town to play an exhibition game, or I guess a celebration game, coming up on Saturday against New Zealand. I'm sure not winning or not meddling at a World Cup is something it will serve as motivation. What is the difference, in your opinion, in getting through a World Cup as opposed to an Olympic soccer tournament, if there is any difference?
Yeah, it's a totally different makeup. You know, it's twice the length in time, and so freshness is key. So when you get to that game that really matters, like we did, we're fresh enough to be able to cope with it. I think the other thing, there's 32 teams in an Olympics. You're playing top 10 teams pretty much the whole time. The makeup of this World Cup will have a lot of European teams, a lot of lower ranked teams, which is also a different beast. And so we have to approach it a totally different way. And we actually think that might be the key in terms of going and conquering a World Cup is, you know, have we prepared differently for a different tournament with a master of tight turnarounds? But you get 4 or 5 days between a game. And so, yeah, we're working hard to make sure that we approach this the right way to go and do well at that World Cup. Well,
on the women's side, it's been over 10 years. You've been right up there. Now, all of a sudden, we've got the men's. How exciting is it overall? Just the incredible vibe in Canada for soccer for everybody.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a whole generation of young boys, girls who've got to see two fantastic teams, you know, different role models. You know, I look at Alfonso and what he did in that goal and the moments that we shared in Tokyo. I think you're going to have, and we're going to benefit this country from a whole group of players who don't have to dream anymore. They've got to see it, and I think it's a really exciting time to be part of soccer in this country.
Bev, you've had the great pleasure of coaching one of the greatest women's soccer players of all time. She happens to be, she's our greatest player ever and one of the greatest in the history of the game in Christine Sinclair. And listen, everyone knows that she's in the twilight of her career. How do you sort of stick handle that as a coach when you've got a player who's still very good, but not at the top of her game like she used to be? How do you kind of stick handle that with her?
Yeah, I think the first thing I learned about Christine, she wants challenge, and hence why we set the bar high around changing the colour of the medal. I needed to, you know, how do you motivate someone who's achieved what she's achieved? So I think setting Christine the challenge is she always steps up to it, and that's going to be the key. I think she also understands, and she said it recently, she no longer needs to carry this team on her back, and I think she knows that. And she just wants to play the part that she can play for Canada. It's, you know, it's our country. She's done us all proud for all these years. And so any role that Christine has to play, which, by the way, you know, at her club, she's absolutely killing it, she'll be a crucial part of this jigsaw piece.
And so basically you look at it, hey, it wasn't like win a gold medal and all of a sudden retirement. Feels like there's still a lot of soccer to be played?
Yeah, and I feel like that from a lot of the senior players. I think that gold medals give them that, you know, a boost to go again. And let's be honest, they stopped for a little bit in that pandemic. And I think, you know, you get a reset in that moment. And then, yeah, I feel like there's this newfound hunger that they want to push on and go again.
Well, there's nothing more dramatic than penalty kicks in soccer. Before I ask you about the, you know, the psychology of who you picked for the various penalty shots, I wanted to ask you about your goalie first, Stephanie Labbé. There's the iconic picture of her just smiling as she's waiting for the kicks from the other team. What is it about her that makes her so, well, not unbeatable, but close to unbeatable as a goalie on your side?
Yeah, I think Steph had an unbelievable tournament. I think, to be fair to Steph, Kaylin Sheridan, young goalkeeper, pushed her as well right to the wire. And when there's a shirt up for grabs, I think you see another level from players, and Steph had an unbelievable tournament. I think in that moment I knew, and we all knew, because she'd done an unbelievable job in the first penalty kick against Brazil, and then she goes and do it again, and I used the same, like, big players step up in big moments, and Steph absolutely did that, because we practiced penalties every session for the whole time we were on the road. And I think when you know you've done the work, when that moment comes, you actually can enjoy it a little bit.
So I wanted to ask you about your philosophy on who you choose for penalty kicks. As you said, you went through it twice with Brazil in the quarterfinal, and then again, obviously, for the gold medal. How do you and your staff come up with the choices of the five, and as you get to extra kicks, how do you kind of go down the list? Are you looking in the women's eyes? Are you deciding who's got the hot hand that day? How do you go through it, and how do you pick who you pick?
Yeah, so it's predetermined. I think, you know, we've taken so many penalty kicks across them. We knew that, you know, to go and win, you're going to have to face it. And so, yeah, we kept all the statistics from training. Again, practice. We know which players we felt could perform under pressure. And then in that moment, you know, the goalkeeping coach will check individually with every player if they're still okay with the order in which we decided, which, again, has a whole process behind it. And in that moment, they're all like, put me in. And so predetermined and based on, you know, the technique and being able to cope in that moment.
Has the rivalry with the U.S. gone next level now?
I think it might have, yeah. I think the next time we play them, it's going to be an unbelievable game. But yeah, I think to do that for the first time in 19 years was really special.
All right, good stuff. Want to end with this as you get ready for Saturday, and what I'm sure it will. It's called a celebration tour for a reason. You're going to have a lot of fans that are there to celebrate this first moment together since winning that gold medal. But what do you think this group does as far as inspiring what you hope will be the next wave of great young Canadian girls to play soccer?
Yeah, I think with this group, what I've learned very quickly is this country loves this team. You know, you get stopped in the street about that moment. So I think to connect with our fans, it's been so, so long. And to be honest, everything they pushed through in the pandemic was for the fans. They want to deliver this moment for the country. So I think to be able to have them there, and hopefully we put on a great show, it'll be a really special moment.
All right, good stuff. Again, congratulations, Coach, on the gold medal, and best of luck in the celebration tour, and look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Thank you.
All right, there's Beb Priestman. She is the coach of Canada's gold medal-winning national women's soccer team. Again, they're going to be playing a game here in Ottawa on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock at TD Place.